This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. The ongoing violence south of the Texas-Mexico border has hit a point where mass murders and executions almost aren't even news anymore in the United States. A documentary having its world premiere at South by Southwest, Kingdom of Shadows, forces us to look at what's going on. The story's told through three people, a Mexican nun fighting to find answers about tens of thousands of disappearances, a U.S. drug enforcement agent, and a former Texas drug smuggler. Bernardo Ruiz directed the film. He joined me now to talk about it. Thank you so much for your time, Bernardo.
Thank you for having me.
So we all know about the drug war and the ongoing violence in Mexico. So why tell this story? Is there something that we're missing?
You know, I think that when it comes to the U.S.-Mexico narco conflict, you know, there's a lot of work that has been done, but I think a lot of it is pretty shallow and exploitative. And I think that, you know, there's one narrative, which is the bodies in the streets or the men with guns narrative, but that doesn't really tell us anything about the conflict or what's behind it, as well as the kind of impact on ordinary people.
And it's a topic that's been interesting to you for a while, because I know your last film, Reportero, focused on journalists and the dangerous role that they play in covering this. So why is this a topic that's so, I guess, interesting to you?
It's a very personal issue for me. I was born in Mexico to a Mexican dad and an American mom. You know, the U.S.-Mexico relationship is such an interesting one. You know, the two countries can't even agree about the name of the river that separates them. You know, in Mexico, it's the Rio Bravo, and the U.S., it's obviously the Rio Grande. So, you know, we have such dueling perspectives in some ways, and yet such a shared history. You know, we share demography, we share an economy, we share all of these things, and yet there's such a kind of love-hate relationship. And so, you know, what I'm after is to really look at that relationship between U.S. and Mexico. It just happens to be that it's, you know, in this case, it's through the U.S.-Mexico narco conflict, through the drug war, but it's really more about the relationship of these two countries and the people that inhabit these two places.
I want to ask you about one of your characters, and that is the Texas. He really looks like a cowboy from Beaumont or Belmont. I can't remember
Belmont,
which one.
Yeah.
Belmont. You know, he doesn't look like the type of guy maybe at first glance that you would think had been involved in the drug trade. Is that why you picked him, was to sort of put a face that others might relate to rather than the typical narco that we see?
I think that's exactly it. I mean, one of the things that I was after in this film was to unpack stereotypes. So in the film, we have this cowboy who was a smuggler at the height of Reagan's Just Say No era, was running loads between northern Mexico and Texas.
So Texans, of course, share a big border and a long history with Mexico. What's one thing or a couple of things that you want Texans to know?
This is a place where the connection between the U.S. and Mexico is so obvious. You can't talk about Texas without talking about Mexico. It's just, they're so intertwined. Histories, demography, culture, food. I mean, everything is just so connected. And I think that most Texans already know that these twin stories are braided. They're a part of the kind of this bigger story. And I think, I also think one thing that Texans, you know, I hope will take away is that, you know, when it comes to the border, nothing is what it seems. You know, in the film, the white Anglo John Wayne looking cowboy is, you know, a former drug smuggler. The guy who looks like, you know, a gang member or a drug dealer is in fact a federal agent. I think that people who live in Texas are familiar with these types of stories and understand that. And I think that's why it's such a great opportunity to screen this film at South By. I think audiences are already starting from a much more sophisticated place than if I were screening this in New York or L.A.
Bernardo Ruiz is director of Kingdom of Shadows, about the drug violence south of the Texas-Mexico border. It's having its world premiere at South By Southwest. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For the Texas Standard, I'm Laura Rice.